Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Die son wil môre begin kop uitsteek in Gauteng en Mpumalanga, Pretoria 17:27, Johannesburg 15:25, Mbombela 17 op na 29 grade.
Little bit of slow moving traffic on the Mike 1 and northbound from Sandton through Marlborough Drive, and then the stretch from Killarney Bend all the way down to Boyson southbound is busy, and there's also been a crash northbound coming from Jan Smuts and Empire up towards Rosebank.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. India 70-1 as they chase down 229 against Bangladesh, and Dan Sheehan set to captain Ireland against Wales in the Six Nations.
Die spesiale tribunaal het vroeër vandag uitspraak gelewer dat kontrakte wat toegestaan is aan die opknapping van die Anglo Gold Ashanti Hospitaal in Carletonville onwettig en ongrondwettig is. Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het die saak na die spesiale tribunaal geneem om die staat se geld terug te kry. Dit is 600 miljoen rand. Die hospitaal moes tydens die COVID-19 pandemie bykomende beddens verskaf aan pasiënte, maar korrupsie het die oorhand gekry.
All lease agreement extensions or amendment were found to be unconstitutional and illegal. The appointment of 11 professional service providers for the hospital renovation was deemed unlawful due to non-compliance with procurement requirements.
Dit was die ondersoekeenheid se woordvoerder Kaiser Kanyago. Vroeger die maand is daar boonop 5 beamtes van die Departement van Gesondheid en Infrastruktuur in Gauteng afgedank, juis hieroor. Vir meer besoek checkrandfm.com, klik op nuus vir die volle story. Dan gaan ons na KwaZulu-Natal toe waar die sterfte syfer weens gure weer na minstens 6 gestyg het.
A young child was swept away while trying to cross a river. Well, we want to express our condolences to the families, but also to call upon all citizens of KwaZulu-Natal to be vigilant.
Dit was die ANR vir samenwerkende regering in die provinsie Tulasizwe Buthelezi. Hy het die media aan Pieter Maritzburg toegespreek oor die departement se gereedheid vir noodgevalle. Nou, volgens die regering daar is minstens 30 sterftes aangemeld weens gure weer sedert Desember verlede jaar. En Salim Simanga, die leier van die DA in Gauteng, sê die provinsie se misdaadvoorkomingsbeamptes is nie opgelei om misdaad aan te pak nie. Msimanga het tydens wat hy noem die ware toestand van Gauteng beloftes gelys wat beweer dat premier Panyaza Lesufi nie hierdie beloftes nagekom het nie. Sy opmerkings kom voor Lesufi se staatsrede maandag.
We will make sure that there is better training, better recruitment, better vetting and better training and deployment of these people than going forward. This is what the DA will do, as the Western Cape has already done and have shown that it is very much possible.
En dan na die buiteland. Brasilië se president Lula da Silva is die jongste om te reageer op Amerika se president Donald Trump se opmerking dat Oekraïne se president Volodymyr Zelensky 'n diktator is. Dit is omdat Zelensky die verkiesing in 2019 uitgestel het weens die oorlog daar. President da Silva het vir Donald Trump gesê dat hy die keizer van die wêreld wil wees en aan hom gesê dat hy ander lande se soewereiniteit moet respekteer. Ook die volle storie is op ons webtuiste. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 5.
When you hear
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.